Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for an analysis of the news, a mystery leak. Suddenly, our tubes that are meant to transport Russian oil to Europe have started leaking, and it's a mystery for the leftist media. It's very hard to determine exactly what happened. How would two different of these pipes, the NS1 and the NS2, be torpedoed within hours by nature, an act of God, a lightning strike? They cannot have any guess, and that tells me there is no narrative setting on the left. There is no narrative setting on the left, probably because it's a U.S. action, either directly or indirectly through Ukraine operatives. That smells like the U.S. CRP has an excellent analysis on this. The only country that would benefit from this is the U.S. or the U.S.-Ukraine, as we could call it at this point, in terms of the coordination between the intelligence and military communities of these two countries. And then you have to ask, well, can we solve this mystery? Has there been anyone ever threatening to blow up NS1 and NS2, the two main ways of Russia to transport Russian gas to Germany?
If Russia invades.
Now, very interesting Freudian slip here. He says, if Russia. Biden has revealed by this Freudian slip that he is at war really with not so much Russia, but Russia-Germany. For him, in his weak mind, because he's getting older, he's cognitively weaker, he had it in mind, if Germany does this, we're going to blow their NS... If Russia does this, we're going to blow... Let's re-listen to it. It's quite revealing.
First question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
We will bring an end to it. There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. That was pretty clear. And even with the Freudian slip on top of it, he was revealing that he's ultimately at war with Germany and Russia.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
How could you do this since Germany can decide to turn on and off the tap? You don't have control of the tap. Well, let's hear what Joe Biden then says. This was in February, by the way. So this was about 7 to 9 months away.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Schönen Dank für Ihre.
He's laughing, she's laughing. Don't worry about it, lady. We don't need control of the tap to stop the flow. Basically, Biden was revealing to this smiling journalist, we have a plan of war against Germany if some contingency happens. The contingency happened. And so we have the deployment of the response here. There are Russian troops in Ukraine. Biden is starting to be worried about, well, Biden. It's not so much Biden. It's the whole deep state apparatus. They're starting to be worried about the possibility of a European sympathy for Russia, especially in the winter, because as we enter the winter, it may be the only way that Europe has to heat and to power their society. And so that develops an automatic sympathy for the oil and gas provider, of course. Firestarter says, strange, the stream won't load for me. I believe most people are receiving us, so maybe check an update on your Google Chrome, try to reload, try to restart your Google Chrome. Hopefully he gets it. Genesis says that's called predictive programming, letting the sheep know what to expect. The media often informs the public what's going to happen next and who to blame falsely. Well, amazingly, in this whole thing, the leftist media doesn't even want to blame Russia because they know it wouldn't. You know, they've been blaming Russia for many things, but they know it wouldn't make sense. As CRP was pointing out, Russia has control of the tap. Why would they destroy their own infrastructure? In fact, there was an analysis of American intelligence months ago that was mentioning there might be attacks on the Nord Stream pipeline, but it would be surprising that the Russians would do it, but the Ukrainians could do it, because the only reason that they could conceive of Russia doing it was to make a kind of false flag and justify further attacks into Europe. But other than this, they couldn't come up with a narrative that would explain why Putin would want this. And of course, he wouldn't want this. It's his pipeline. It's the pipeline that links Russia to Germany. The only function of this pipeline is to sell Russian energy. So he doesn't have anything to gain to blow it up. Biden has something to gain, which is a double attack on the possibility of a European sympathy for Russia and Russia itself. Der Goldsaf says, as Ukraine submarines? Yeah, I mean, this raises the other question, also discussed by CRP. So we are talking about 70 meters depth, this pipeline. So we are talking about very deep pipeline. Normally, a diver would not dive to these depths. Certainly not with a tuba. They would need specialized equipment to get there. The pressure is high. Now, it's possible that a diver could lower himself, not to the pipeline itself, but with the modern technology in CPS and in GPS and stuff like this, it's very easy to know exactly where a thing is. So we can't exclude the possibility that it could have been done by divers manually placing bombs, but perhaps not diving to the pipeline itself, perhaps diving 20 meters, 50 meters above it and dropping an anchor bomb that would blow up the pipeline. That's a possibility, but that is not the possibility that I prefer. It's a quite complex operation, and I see it more likely being done by submarines. Submarines with a targeting with a targeting apparatus. My awesome channel raises a third possibility, divers using drones. Yes, that is very possible. And with all the funding that has been going to Ukraine, there's definitely the means on the side of Ukraine. Even if they didn't have that capacity before, they could very well have bought a drone that just guides itself down roughly to the pipeline and can be exploded there. Genesis says they use the submarine and either C4 or torpedoes or some explosives. Exactly. So we don't have the solution yet to the means, the particular method that was used, but I see only these three methods personally. Submarine, torpedo, submarine dropping of some kind, targeted dropping, most likely of a torpedo, manual dropping by divers, but it's very deep for divers, so how would they have done this? Perhaps with a strategy involving some anchor, maybe some smart controlled anchor, or what you mentioned, submarine drones, which I guess are not so costly and can deliver something at the right place. Conflict of Narratives says submarines can use divers too, and could also have mini submarines on board or in tow in a bay, and then use that to make the action. Yes, there are these little vehicles that, you know, they use for exploration and filming. So definitely possible that a sub piece of a submarine or a human being coming out of a submarine could have accomplished this. Tim Cox says three U.S. Navy ships were close to where the explosions happened. Okay, I didn't know this, but not surprising. There has been movement of the U.S. Navy toward those seas, so not particularly surprising. Der Goldsaf says, shouldn't the explosion be recorded by seismographs? Yes, and it was recorded. They say that they recorded the explosion up to, I think they were saying something like more than 30 seismograph stations, and it had the signature of an explosive rather than an earthquake. So definitely this was captured, and it looks like an explosion. U.S. blew up Russian gas pipelines Nord Stream 1 and 2, says former Polish defense minister. So this guy is going straight to the speculation that is, to me, the most likely hypothesis at this moment. It's not very often that you have the threat of the crime, and then you have the crime happening, and then you have no denial on the side of the U.S. The U.S. today, all I've heard them say is we're helping Europeans figure out what happened. You're helping them, but can you tell us whether you did it or not? Because it does sound like you did it. You're telling me you'll help them? Yes, we will help them. Okay, but have you done it? No answer. I mean, there's nothing, no statement officially of the U.S. Army, the CIA, saying we are not involved in this. Thomas says, seriously, what the fuck is going on, man? I mean, it is shocking, and I share the surprise of CRP because I have a very low respect for America and the empire that America is. But I didn't know they were that low. That low to be interfering with the commercial capabilities of import of a Western nation. I mean, this is a strike at the heart of Germany and Europe in general. It is unbelievably cruel. I mean, by the standard even of the leftist media, Putin was cruel to be manipulating oil and exports of gas in expectation of winter for Europe. That was cruel. But that is even more cruel. I mean, it's a surprise hit just before the cold snaps. It will lead to the death of Europeans. There are some European, especially old people, who will die as a result of these actions. So I would really want the United States to be honest about what happened here, because we are talking about an event that will severely punish what is normally considered to be allied nations in Western Europe. Valet says, almost missed the stream, but I made it. I see that some people, Spindly Opinion says, can you guys really not watch the stream? oh no, that was just a single person. I think most people are. Firestarter says, I'm in Canada and can't load the stream. Maybe we have some Ukrainian signals interfering with our transmission. Hopefully you guys can find a way to maybe listen after the show. Maybe the live is bugged or something. But I think most people are receiving us. Genesis says, murdering people by creating artificial fear and forcing people to take poison injections, you can't go much lower than that. It's global genocide. I mean, it is. It is. This will have a hard to calculate hit. It's hard to calculate the cost of this for Europe, but it's going to be dramatic. And in a way, it's America closing even the option of a sympathy between Europe and Russia. It's America saying, not only do we expect Putin will cut those flows anyways, but we're going to make it such that even if you didn't want to cut those flows, you're not going to get anything. And that is a denial of the right to commerce of sovereign Europe. And it sucks, really. It deeply sucks. It is dirty. If it was done by anyone else, then America, the response of Europe would be justified military intervention. I mean, you just attacked my my way of living, my bread and butter. You just attacked what was making us able to produce stuff, to heat our homes, to survive. America cannot act like this, like other people don't have the right to sovereignty, existence, and self-survival and self-care. Silver Spider says, what is the evidence the U.S. did it? Well, I've presented at the beginning of the show, to me, the strongest evidence is that Biden said he was going to do it. So there's that. Then there's the professionalism required. It's not rare that we see Ukraine accomplish stuff under full guidance of the U.S. Stuff, especially at the naval level, that they wouldn't have done otherwise. Like when they blew this big Russian warship that was guided by U.S. intelligence, in the same way that apparently a lot of crime in the U.S. is also guided by U.S. intelligence, but they're doing it at the international level. So whether the hand of the person dropping the bomb was Ukrainian or American, I don't really care about this. I think we're going to have to care about who ordered this, how did it happen, who coached who. I would like to know all of this, but it looks like a level of professional deployment that requires either American money or American intelligence. So personally, I don't see it happening just out of the desire of Ukrainians. Although, you know, this whole war is all about where energy passes. This whole war is about control of energy spots and control of energy flows. And Ukraine itself has been interested forever in blocking the flow between Russia and Europe, or at least benefiting from it if it was going to happen. And you can see Nord Stream as being nothing else than a detour around Ukraine, basically. Nord Stream was the pipe that would make a direct connection from international waters between Russia and Germany. So it was pissing off the countries in between, who wanted to have their little tax on this. Valet says the United States is currently making a killing selling liquefied natural gas to Europe after forcing them to give up cheap Russian gas. It was the US and we all know it. Definitely, there's also this motivational aspect where the US, in fact, the US has responded, we will help Europe with what's happening and we will help them find sources for energy. Well, that looks like you're the car salesman who comes to vandalize my old car so that I'm forced to buy a new car. It looks in every way like this. One moment. All right, so that was the speculation of the Polish defense minister. He gets attacked on Twitter. Russian propaganda instantly launched a smear campaign against Poland, the US, and Ukraine, accusing the West of aggression against NS1 and NS2. Authenticating the Russian lies at this particular moment jeopardizes the security of Poland. What an act of gross irresponsibility. How is it Russian disinformation? Russia has not even taken a stance yet. Russia is going less far than me. They say, you know, it looks like sabotage. We'll be investigating and see who did it. But you have to see the threat of Biden as solid pre-COG evidence, like before it happened. Evidence. Shrigalum Fungus says this is classic American coercion. It sucks so much. It's so blackpilling. Today I was deeply sad by this because I had a vision of the American Empire as that low, but they're even lower than this. They're like, they don't even care about basically developing schemes of extortion for controlling the entire worldwide economy. They won't let two partners emerge where they are not one of the partners, where they are not a player in the game. So they basically, they shoot down any other game than American control. And it sucks. It really sucks. And the fact that this is done by a leftist government, and this is basically a, they said what, a, like hundreds of meters, like 700 meter maybe. I don't know exactly the size of this, but this is a, an environmental disaster. They have this has released all of the, I want to give you the right term, the gas leak. This is gas that is leaking in the sea. And it is an awesome lot of gas. I guess it was quite clever for Putin to be keeping those pipes full, even if he was not delivering with some of them. He was keeping them full. Perhaps that made the American think twice before they blew it. But it, eventually they got blown still. Someone was reporting on this threat of Joe Biden. And this is still on the ABC News Twitter, but it's from February, so it's not ABC News tweeting about this today. Today, there is a complete lack of reaction of the mainstream media on the fact that there is a public threat already made by Biden to do that. Silver Spider says, funny how the US used to destroy the world for oil, now they are destroying the world for green energy. Exactly, and this reminds me of the episode I did with Semi Ogog, the last one I did with Semi Ogog, where it struck me that the environmentalist agenda is basically walking hand in hand forward with the anti-oil and with the oil control industry and gas control. So in a way, you can see environmentalism as the ideological movement in the West that facilitates the American empire taking control of energy flows in the world by saying, oh, this kind of energy is bad, so it's bad that you do it. And by selectively directing the environmental contestation against certain projects and not others, America can manipulate what ends up being the flow of energy in the world. For example, here, we have the Baltic pipe that has just opened. Let me give you the right term for this pipe. NATO closely watching the Baltic Sea situation as pipeline sabotage suspected. In parallel to these two streams blowing up, the incident took place just a day before leaders from Denmark, Norway, and Poland attended a symbolic event to inaugurate another pipeline, the Baltic Pipe, which runs from Norway to Poland. The project, which remains under construction, has been touted as critical to diminishing Europe's dependency on Russian gas as relations continue to deteriorate. Isn't this fascinating that we have three pipes? We have this Baltic pipe that's inaugurated today or tomorrow. And then we have the two other pipes on the day of the inauguration blowing up. This is basically America choosing, this is going to be the flow of energy going forward. It's going to be from Norway to Poland rather than from Russia to Germany. This is nothing else than a blowing up of a sovereign line of commerce to advantage another. It is absolutely criminal. And if it wasn't America doing this, there would be consequences. If anyone was doing this to America, if anyone was to make it hard for American ships or American transfer of energy anywhere, they would get blown up. CIA warned Germany of possible Nord Stream pipeline attack. German magazine Spiegel said the U.S. Central Agency, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency recently warned Berlin about the increasing signs of a possible planned attack on the Nord Stream pipeline system. I guess it's easy to warn when you are the the principal suspect and the action. I'm warning you, something is about to happen. They release this, but they don't release a denial that they haven't done it. So what are you trying to say with this article? That the U.S. was sympathetic to this explosion not happening? Or is it that the CIA is warning these other countries because they don't quite know that it's in the plan of Biden to do it? I don't know, but months ago, apparently, the CIA warned Berlin that there could be attacks on NS1 and NS2. And in any case, I recommend going to see the analysis of CRP on this, called On the Roundtable.
Resistance is growing.
How is it that YouTube is serving me some mainstream media crap when I want to see my friend CRP? CRP is at the Americans Declared War on Europe. The Roundtable, Gonzalo Lira, I agree with every statement in there. Absolutely correct analysis. Lapitop says, my father claimed it was impossible to defend the pipelines since they are too long. It's true. It's true that a lot of our infrastructure is so targetable that anyone who would want to do it could do it. For example, the internet links that link Europe to America under the sea, if you had some kind of underwater drone of some kind or some anchor bombs, definitely I think you could do some damage to them. But then it's a matter, then the defense becomes a matter of intelligence. You may not be able to defend the whole line, but you may be able to find who did it by monitoring the access points, monitoring the places where people are. That is a type of defense that you could do. You may not be able to stop the action, but you will be able to eventually punish who committed it. Column Hawk says, all good things start... That is a funny one, Column Hawk, but I will not read it. In fact, I will remove it. Oh yeah, by the way, I successfully found Dino Legovic in our ban list, so I was able to unban him. But careful, Dino Legovic, don't use words like this like you used yesterday, because I may be accidentally blocking you while I want to just remove your chat, and then I may have difficulty finding you. But I ended up finding you. It was a matter of refreshing my ban list yesterday, and you appeared there. Unbelievable video, Russian officer telling newly mobilized men that they will need to secure their own stuff, like going to buy tampons from pharmacies to use as bandages.
Так, потом что? Спальники, однозначно, будете спать, где придется. Спальники однозначно, плюс... Туристические коврики или замену, ну поняли, да, все? Это все свое, мальчишки. Вам форму, все, что армия, вам броню, вот это все, что касаемо военного. Этого ничего нет, наших мужиков мы сами все укомплектовали. По медицине тоже. Отсрачки, то есть лапирамиды, перекись водорода обязательно. Жгуты, у меня на вас на всех жгутов не хватит. Мы мужиков...
Нету жгутов, собирал.
А?
Нету в аптеке.
Родственники пусть. Аптечки, бля, с этих, как его? Автомобильные. Автомобильные аптечки потрошите, берите оттуда жгуты. Так, мужики, только не ржать. Жен, девушек, матерей просите.
Now this is an experimented woman of the Russian army. She says for decades. She's been knowing since the Chechen War, she says, that a good trick to stop a bullet wound is to have tampons. And so you ask your wives, girls, and mothers for tampon pads.
Прокладки. Самые дешевые прокладки плюс самые дешевые тампоны. Тампоны знаете для чего?
Нет, кровь останавливает.
Откуда? Пулевое ранение, прям туда вводите и все. Начинает разбухать и придавливать стенки. Мужики, я это еще с Чечни знаю.
I know this since the Chechen War. I love these Russian women. They know how to make a war with not much equipment. Holy shit, this is under-equipped. Well, this is what happened. I mean, Russia is not a rich country. It is like a Mexico-level country in terms of its economy. So they don't have all of the stuff. They don't have all the equipment to give to everyone. So soldiers have to show their own tricks to come out with intelligent stuff to do. Philosoraptor sends a super chat. He says, JF, do you think Russia is losing? Certainly not. I think this action today doesn't change the state of things on the field. It is really a petty action, I personally find. And anyways, it was in line with... It basically forces Putin to cut the gas flow to Europe, which, if he had the pipeline, the only advantage that he could have had is to use a little more extortionist pressure on Europe. Now, he doesn't have the extortionist pressure anymore. He's been disabled from being able to transfer it effectively. So, but that doesn't change the situation, that basically Russia is in a better position in this war if they keep all that energy in Russia, and it will make the prices very low. It will allow Russia and China and all the other countries that do accept these resources from Russia, they will grow faster and they will become more of a war machine. So the 300,000 soldiers, and perhaps some people were speculating that it could get up to 1 million, these soldiers will constitute, in my view, a unsurmountable pressure for Ukraine. No matter how much money you want to send to Ukraine and intelligence, at some point it's going to boil down to the amount of bodies that can be stacked on the front line. Lapitop says, Russia doesn't have lots of debts, at least. Yeah, they are in a wonderful financial situation, and for them, you know, it's not a country like the US. It's not a dominant country, but it's a strong country, and that has a lot of resources that will deploy themselves into the war effort. Lapitop says, what about some kind of alarm system that sends underwater drones to the point where the alarm went off? At least you could record those who did it. The drones could be lined up fairly short distances along the pipeline, ready to quickly move to place and record what's going on. I mean, doing this on a line as long as one that links a fiber optics cable from Europe to the east coast of America, is quite something. You're not going to have drones available everywhere there. Let me tell you this first. The ocean is an extremely corrosive environment for metals. Like, the cages, they rust. Everything you put in there rust at some point. So you couldn't float drones on the surface of the water. You couldn't have drones underwater because it would eventually rust. You couldn't align them at each kilometer. They would be in such deep pressure environment, I'm not even sure they would survive physically. You couldn't also have floating boats all along the way, just in case someone comes to commit a terrorist act. So it's very hard to deal with the sea environment. What's best done is to have redundant lines that are just dropped at the bottom of the ocean, and let's just hope that they last as long as possible. That is the current approach. And there's no, you never get to access it to repair it. You just drop it at the bottom of the ocean and you hope that it's going to go well. And if it ever breaks, I think you have to drop another line. Not sure. Maybe there's some kind of repairing possible, but I don't see it happening at those super high depths. especially in the Atlantic Ocean case. Now, the pipeline here is 70 meters deep. That's a totally different world. This is more accessible, but even that is hard to get. Lydia Lorenzen, so she was the girlfriend. I am no longer engaged to Curtis Yarvin. That is her blog post. So this is her post. I am no longer engaged to Curtis Yarvin. People were criticizing both Curtis and her because they made a baby, and so she's pregnant. And and Curtis Yarvin was very insisting on having this baby. And despite the fact that they had been together only for 6 months and that they had broken up twice in this 6 months, Curtis was still insisting on inseminating. And now they broke up again, and she has gone away. Now she's pregnant with Curtis Yarvin's baby, a half-elf, half-dwarf baby, or maybe half-elf, half-human, half-elf, one-quarter human, one-quarter dwarf baby. And it seems that they're going to have to co-parent in some form. She seems open at the idea of co-parenting, but will it happen? Is this empty words that she will eventually walk back from when the baby is born? We've seen that. This is a regular happening. So I don't know who broke up the relationship. I don't know if it's Curtis or her. I've seen so many pregnant females fleeing that I wouldn't be surprised that she did it. Nicholas Petris says F. F, is this the stream deading? Okay, the stream is hanging up, but Deadstar reports that we are now back, so hopefully the buffering is over. Hopefully you guys are receiving me now. Some random bloke has sent a super chat. He says, now they are coming to Canada. Canada sees new high in asylum seekers crossing from the US. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'll get to this news after the Curtis Yarvin news. So, we are talking about an unfortunate event, but a baby that will be born with separated parents. That being said, I would be hesitant at criticizing Curtis Yarvin, as people were doing on the Discord. They were saying he's irresponsible to have inseminated a female for whom it hadn't worked twice already, their relationship. When you are a celebrity, even if it's an internet celebrity, there's such a line of women who want to get inseminated, and you don't quite have the time nor the ability to tell if they are trustable. And at some point, you just go rampage insemination, and that's okay. It's what you have to do, because or else you're going to be spammed by women who want to take your time and who don't want to get the baby at the end of it. So at some point, you say, all right, the world is inaccessible to me. Knowledge is impossible. The probabilistic calculations to determine if this woman is loyal are close to infinite computationally demanding. Fuck it. I'm going to inseminate everything until one of them sticks with me. And that's what you have to do. You have to understand this is the celebrity's problem. They attract crap. They attract females with problems in the head, females who want a male who's going to leave them, females who want a male who's rich enough that they can drain energy from him. So you attract such crap that you decide to use another strategy, which is systematic insemination. And then if the woman is worthy, if she is loyal, then I will stay with her and I'll be happy to have found her. But I won't claim that I can find this before the insemination. The fact is these betrayal, these traitor women, they reveal themselves only once the baby is like a 6 month old in the belly. So that's the strategy I've used, and I found Mama JF that way. So, but I had to suffer through a lot before finding Mama JF. So I understand Curtis Yarvin's predicament here. In fact, I don't know if it's his first child, but he's pretty late to get children. He should have done this strategy 20 years ago. But was he an internet celebrity 20 years ago? Probably not. I don't know exactly when. Maybe he's been around for a long time. He should have started inseminating at his first book. Canada sees new high in asylum seekers crossings from the US. The number of asylum seekers entering Canada at informal points around the country's border with the US has reached the highest level since 2017. Federal police data shows. As Ottawa prepares to defend a pact that denies entry to most who arrive at formal crossings. Well, thankfully, Ottawa develops... I thought we were a liberal government with Justin Trudeau welcoming everyone. Now they're developing a pact to deny entry to most who arrive. That is fascinating. I'm happy that it's happening. I mean, at least it's what they say they will do. We'll believe it when we see it. But thankfully, we are not stuck in the ever welcoming discourse that we usually hear from this government. Someone sent me some random bloke says, "Hey Jeff, when you have time, you can read Andrew Joyce's response to Curtis Yarvin." That is in October 2020. Okay, I'll read it alone tonight, but given the title, I'm not even sure I'll be able to cover this on the show, but thank you for the support. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, if you don't like Odyssey, you can use the link to Entropy just below the video. According to a study, COVID vaccines detected in 45% of breast milk, trace amounts of Moderna and Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines were detected in new mothers' breast milk, according to a study conducted by researchers at New York University. Absolutely scandalous and interesting, finally, that we have this data, because there was an initial warning of, you know, we don't know what will happen with pregnant women, so you're taking risk. But somehow a lot of women, a lot of pregnant and breastfeeding women have said, oh yeah, we want the vaccine still. And sometimes it was this decision was pushed by the extortionist approach of our government who say, oh, well, you won't get your vaccine passport even if you're pregnant unless you get the vaccine. So a lot of women ended up taking the vaccine. But now we find it's going to get in the body of our babies. Our babies are very weak. They are small. I guess that not much mRNA is needed to have an effect on them. And so if the vaccine is detectable in the breast milk, I wouldn't take it. I'm very happy that many women have developed movements of resistance on the internet to warn other women to stay natural, you know, the pure blood kind of movement. Because who knows what will happen with these babies? They will develop with a slightly altered mRNA content. Will it get in their cell? Will it have effects? Will it cause cardiac effects like we see in young people? No one knows. Grapes Coda says, we're going to need a dating site for people who didn't take the vaccine. Yeah, and you know what they will do to this dating site? They will ban it. They will ban it from exposure on Facebook, Twitter, because they will say, oh, it's medical discrimination. And they won't ban all of the businesses that have made medical discrimination by not taking in the non-vaxxed, but they will ban the pure blood dating website. I mean, we have to develop anyways a parallel internet. So these websites, I admire their courage, but they are working against a powerful force of internet censorship, internet cartels. Let me tell you, it's not easy to rise to any status on the internet in this context, because they will cut the means for you to reach any kind of audience. SEC alleges market manipulation, charges three men with fraud in a $100 million New Jersey deli scheme. So I had seen this news of there was a New Jersey deli which was worth $100 million. And back then, they were saying that probably it's a front to buy other things, but it wasn't clear what was these other things. It was kind of a shell company to have investment in something else. But at this point, the SEC alleges that there was market manipulation and that ultimately it was all a big fraud. So the man involved will be charged for fraud. It's not the kind of stock that I would have bought. I don't buy stocks anyway. I'm only in Bitcoin. But yeah, very dangerous when you buy these companies. Who knows what they are truly worth? And sometimes the market just diverges to something totally unrealistic. We have more details about the lady that was kidnapped apparently and killed. You know, this old lady who sent a Venmo payment to her daughter that was saying, "They won't let me go. Here's some money. Here's where you can find the key to the houses. Bye-bye." And basically was killed after this. This lady was found on camera, surveillance cameras. She was spotted with a purse and keys. They say despite claim that she left with only ID and debit card, as mystery deepens. Well, okay, I mean, her daughter may have said she left with her ID and debit card, and she may not have noticed that she also left with purse and keys. But what I find most interesting is what she was buying at the dollar store just before being kidnapped. Let me try to find where they say this. Towel, paper towels, and blue tarp. At the family dollar store, more than 70 miles north of her home, in Athens, Collier bought a poncho, a torch lighter, a pack of paper towels, and a blue tarp. Then paid with a card, leaving behind a receipt. And I will note that she has been killed and burned. She was found attached to a tree with her whole body burning. This is weird. What is happening here? Was she buying these things with the intent of burning herself? Did she commit kind of a weird suicide, but would have made her family believe that it wasn't a suicide and that she got kidnapped? She said on her last Venmo payment to her daughter, "They won't let me go." But in a way, like, if you're kidnapped very often, the kidnappers will control your access to your phone. So how is it that she was able to send this Venmo payment? Well, here's one hypothesis. One moment. Here's one hypothesis. This is a planned suicide, but for some reason, she wanted it to look like a kidnapping. "They won't let me go." Second hypothesis, "They won't let me go" was the divagation of a dementic or schizophrenic woman. And really, the "they won't let me go" was referring to some hallucinations that she had. But she eventually committed suicide, feeling tortured by those hallucinations. That's a second hypothesis. So A third hypothesis is that she got caught in a scam on the internet that led her to believe that she was going to some survival type of thing. And the poncho, the torchlighter, the pack of paper towel, the blue tarp, this was all meant to eventually go on full survivalism. But along the way to get into this survivalism lifestyle, she encountered perhaps a scammer that had driven her toward that place, who kidnapped her and killed her. So maybe, I'm trying to understand here. Would you buy a poncho, a blue tarp, a paper towel, and a torchlighter if you intended to commit suicide, or would you buy these things for survivalism in the woods? I think the two possibilities are open. Although, if it was a suicide, why would she buy a poncho? Maybe she had some conception that the poncho would favor the burning. Or maybe these survivalist items were eventually used by her kidnappers, who deceived her to come to a place in the forest or wherever, and eventually they ended up using her survivalist item to burn her. This is a bizarre story. It gets more bizarre as more information is available, but I would really like to solve it. I would really like the police to solve it because I'm curious. DK Shadow says she wanted to commit suicide but don't want her family to feel guilty. That's a possibility. There's also the possibility that she may have been on a life insurance thing where suicide is less rewarded than murder. So sometimes there's a punishment for suicide. Sometimes some life insurance companies don't reimburse for suicide. Or sometimes they will say, we will reimburse for suicide, but not if you suicide within the five first year of your policy. So she may have been in a situation where a suicide would have somehow disadvantaged her. Cosmic Nut says she was suckered into buying the items. all right, well, I mean, I've presented to you my three hypotheses. I think I'm not able to split between any of those as favored for now. Dead Star says views are growing again. Welcome, new folks. Yes, it's amazing to see the viewership grows. I mean, it's been low, but it's okay because I prefer working hard on low viewership and just accumulate more and more on a platform where I have confidence that there's a great future here. Because who cares if we have low viewership for even 5 years? I wouldn't mind. Eventually, Odyssey, with its greater free speech, will allow us to say things. When the next COVID-19 event happens, when the next war happens, and the next round of YouTube censorship starts hitting, all of these will be occasions for our audience to grow, and I prefer working hard and slow and constant and building an audience and building also people's confidence in the Odyssey platform. Because at some point, you know, it's still a platform that a lot of people will say, oh, I can't watch on Odyssey. There may be buffering. But slowly the buffering is going away and it's becoming less and less of a problem. And eventually we'll be able to just pour in viewers and have a bigger base of just people browsing through Odyssey and randomly falling onto this show. So yes, I'm very happy about seeing the current numbers. Loudmouth Lindsay leaves the Constitution behind. He says in this text that for conservatives, he's talking about the conservatives who want to enact abortion laws at the federal level, and that Lindsey Graham would be for this. And he says by doing so, they are violating principles of the Constitution. Because Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution enumerates the limited powers of Congress, raise taxes, war, post office, copyright, etc. But none of this is about female health or health in any case. And none of this mentions abortion. So if there was a federal law to combat abortion, they say, it would be a violation of this section. And now that we have a good Supreme Court on the right side of respecting the text of the Constitution, let us not abuse these powers in the other sense. Let us let the states determine their own reality for anything that is not listed in Section 8. I fully agree with this analysis. Let the leftist states punish their own demographics, and let the leftist states fight against their own birth rate. There's nothing to care about here. Can't deliver an audience. Chris Wallace's new CNN show flops in its debut. Chris Wallace has a new show on CNN and HBO Max titled Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? The first show consisted of interviews with multiple celebrities and former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. Longtime cable news anchor and pundit Chris Wallace is stepping outside the realm of politics with the debut of a new show that will air for the first time Sunday evening on CNN. The ratings for the show bombed. There were only 400,000 viewers, 29% below the average. It got even worse among those aged 25 to 54. Ratings for that group were 64% below the average. Well, that's what happens when you're just a traitor who was posing as a Fox News right-wing host and then suddenly started punching onto Trump for no reason, asking impertinent questions that were really in the leftist frame. And now you switch to CNN. It's too confusing. It's too blurry. In the business of media, you have to be one thing and you have to be it well. If you're not one thing, if you're two things, if you're three things, that won't work. Bill banning members of Congress and SCOTUS from stock trading takes shape. I'm very happy about this one. I don't think Nancy Pelosi will be happy. But I also think that this bill will do nothing because members of Congress already are preemptively acting in response to this kind of law. They are ensuring that it's not them who personally profit from stock market decisions. It's going to be their husband, their friends, their contacts in some network, their brothers, their mothers, their daughters, their sons. So members of Congress have plenty of ways to ensure that their information is fructifying for their family, but not for them personally. So even if you ban them from stock trading, it's just going to make the thing even less transparent, even more secretive, and you're not going to be able to catch the Nancy Pelosi's of this world. So I'm not sure it's going to do anything. This bill is going to... the corruption will keep going. Nicholas Petris says, refresh. There has been a few problems with the stream, some buffering, but it seems we are back. Deadstar has sent a super chat. He says, do you know any conservatives compelled to reject race realism, or is this purely a sign of woke leftism? I got a message from a conservative today which began, race isn't real because it can't be defined, and figured only in an irredeemable leftist would be inclined towards such thoughts. No. It is a modern conservative position that either race doesn't exist. I mean, this is perhaps an extreme case for right-wingers, but you'll hear sometimes what you described there. It happens. And what you often hear is, race exists, but I don't see race. I don't see it. It's like, the color red exists, but I don't see it. You know, Bitcoin profits exist, but I totally ignore them. I live as if they didn't exist. That sounds stupid. You're telling me that you know something is real, but you don't pay attention to it. You cut your mind. It's like you are wearing blindfolds. When they say the "I don't see it" phrase, that is an absolute sign that they have actively decided and cognitively decided to self-deceive about those realities. And of course, in their behavioral output, they are not self-deceiving. They are making decisions that relate to race. They are having racial preferences in their everyday choices, in their dating choices, in their friendship choices. The people who tell you they don't see race, they actually see it, but they delegate it back to a part of the reptilian brain that they can experience as unconscious. But yeah, it is a relatively common, especially developing within the very, very center right, the like center right, the almost center left, where people will identify as conservatives but value a kind of Brett Weinstein level of individual achievement view, so something that would probably be an overlap between the thoughts of Brett Weinstein and Charlie Kirk. This whole conception of, and Sargon of Akkad, let's say. This whole conception of individual merit. Why would we need anything else than individual merit? Because most of the relations, that is the ultimate response to give to these people. Because the ultimate set of decisions that you're going to have to take in life, most of them, the vast majority of your decisions, will not be repeat occasions. They will not be decisions about people that you've already interacted thousands of times with. Most of the decisions in your life, and especially this gets truer as the population increases. If you are especially in a big city, basically you're going to be interacting economically on an everyday basis with people you have never seen and you will never see them again. That is the reality of city living. And so to have probabilistic evaluations of, all right, here I am in front of a woman. A woman, on average, acts differently from a man. Here I am in front of someone who identifies as South African. A South African, on average, will have different beliefs, different cultures, different behaviors than anyone else. So the idea that you have to obfuscate these facts from your consciousness deprives you of improved decision-making and also improved empathy, improved ability to understand the other, improved capacity to react well and self-protectively against what are known statistical probabilities. If I tell you I'm a Quebecois, I come from the Quebec people, you can already know a couple of things about me. You can already predict that I will sound like GSP with my accent. You can already predict that if I identify as a Quebecois, I'm probably white. Or if I am not white, I am from a family of recent immigrants into Canada. All of these facts, you shouldn't deprive yourself of them. And they are facts of groups. They are facts of race, they are facts of gender and sex, and you should be able to make appropriate decisions, not for your benefit first and foremost, but even for the benefits of the people you're interacting with. There are some expectations that I will impose on a fellow Quebecois in terms of ways of behaving, but I will not impose them on someone else. If I see an Arab guy coming, I will expect him to have different behaviors. I will be understanding that, okay, this guy wants to pray five times a day, and most likely he wants to pray five times a day, and So I will not be surprised when he asks me for some spot to pray for his 5 times a day prayer. Whereas I would be surprised if a Quebecois came to me with this request. So yes, these facts should not be obfuscated from your cognition. They are real and therefore they are useful. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you so much. If you'd like to support the show on a regular basis, go on the Patreon, Subscribestar. These two platforms are great to support the show on a monthly basis. Join us at the $5 level if you want to just give a little bit. Join us at the $20 level if you'd like to join the private hangout, the private monthly hangout. It will happen in, I tend to make it happen between the 10 and the 20th of each month. So Patreon and Subscribestar, the links are in the description below. Much love, everyone, and see you all tomorrow.